Log Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Straight No Chaser. I am Vitor Ra, also known as V the Preacher, and you are listening here on Blog Talk Radio live. Today, we're just going to shoot the breeze about current events. It's been a while since we came on, and I am definitely flying solo today. Hope all of you are having a wonderful Sukkot, those of you that are keeping the Feast of Tabernacles. And I know many of you are glad it's Preparation Day, that it's Friday, and that we're about to move into the Shabbat to where we can have a good time fellowshipping amongst our brothers and sisters and keeping these commandments. I applaud you if you hold fast to these commandments and keeping the faith in these perilous times that we're living in, these prophetic perilous times that we're living in. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your head in the scriptures, because there's plenty of distractions out here. So today we're going to talk about some of those things that are in the so-called news, fake news, false flag news, all kind of news. You know, here at Straight No Chaser, we strive to be, we're considered conspiracy theorists or fear mongers. Actually, we're agenda analysts. And when many of you hear the truth, you become fearful because you've lived in denial for so long. And truly, ignorance is bliss. And you're happier not knowing, as opposed to knowing and then trying to figure out what to do. And there are solutions to the problem, but they require spirituality and faith to navigate you through. And most of us don't have a sense of spirituality, discernment, and we sure don't have faith, because we as a people and most people on this earth believe in the tangible as opposed to the intangible, not understanding that all things tangible started as intangible and that the intangible lasts longer than the tangible. So it's important that we fixate on that that will be always and forever. There's a portion and part of us that does live forever. And so man is seeking to bring fear in this earth. And by bringing you the truth, we're not seeking to bring you fear. We're letting you know that truly knowledge is power, but you have to accept the knowledge. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, knowledge is pervasive. It's available, but most people don't want to take it on, because it's like lifting weights. You'll get stronger. You have to increase the weight to get the cut, to get the look you want. No pain, no gain. And most people are content, lazy, don't want to change, don't want change, don't even understand what that's all about. So brothers and sisters, today we're going to uncover some things, take a look at some things, play some clips, do some commentary on the clips, and give it to you straight without a chaser, without a filter, because there's a lot of things that are getting ready to come upon this earth. And prophetically in the scriptures, it said that men's hearts will fail them for fear. And the things that are happening have to happen, because unfortunately the saying you've heard that it's always darkest before dawn and it's going to get worse before it gets better, it's very true. All these things are true. Do you have the stamina, the wherewithal, and the testicular fortitude to endure for that brief moment of transition from darkness to light? That is the question. So what will you hold fast to? What is your source of information? Are you at peace with yourself? How much hatred is inside of you? How much deception is inside of you? These are the questions you should ask yourself. Truth is of the Most High. A lie is too easy, but you have to keep telling them. Truth takes the onus off of you, puts it upon the other person, and forces them to do something with it. Pass it on, carry it. That's what this is all about. All right, so with that being said, let's get into it. First, I want to give a shout-out to the wonderful show on Blackish on ABC that kicked off their season. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I like the fact that they've been getting into some truths, but they went ahead and attacked Columbus Day. That's a wonderful thing. They talked about Juneteenth, and they gave people a history lesson that I'm sure white America, Latino America, even Asian America probably didn't even know about Juneteenth, its origin, and why we celebrate in June. Because everybody else had the Chinese New Year, Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, but they didn't understand this Juneteenth for blacks, where we tried to find something that was ours. But even with that being said, they got into just some good information. They even broke out with a song that broke into some history. They have a platform. Kenya Burris has a platform. We don't have that platform. It's a wonderful thing when our Hebrews who have a platform can utilize it. Let's listen to that song real quick before I get into this Las Vegas stuff. Snippet from that show. You get a chance to watch it, because it's a truth. Most people that watch this show that are not black or ethnicity, black, period, let's just say that, were amazed to get the information, because they just don't know and they didn't care. But some of the things that we built, it's coming out. That's primetime ABC. I'm surprised they let it happen in the midst of what's going on. But, you know, these Khazars that run ABC think they're in control, but they're not in control of everything. The Most High does have the final say. So, listen, that's getting to some truth, because the narrative that's being presented about Las Vegas is definitely untrue. It is not the business. And I need you all to know that and to understand that. The first clip that I want you to hear is I'm only going to play a few minutes of this guy named Robert Steele exposing Las Vegas. Let me say something to you. The owner of the Mandalay, we have a 9/11 false flag event in our face once again, and it happened right after 9/11. The owner of the Mandalay Bay cashed out his stock a week before this transpired. All of Las Vegas is ran by Khazar, Jewish people who are also against Trump. You need to understand that this there's a civil war impending upon America, and heathens and Gentiles are out to kill each other and destroy each other, tearing down their idols, their statues, and being John Browns and supporting us, us colored folks, as they say, coming to our rescue and to our defense. But it's also because they dislike Trump. Seems they like everything Obama did, which was support the gay movement and become very liberal. And so, certain people were tweeting that they were glad some of these Trump tards were killed at a country western concert in Vegas. You know, I can't support that type of rhetoric. Nevertheless, we are seeing, like Psalms 91 said, we're seeing with our own eyes the judgment that's going to come upon these heathens and Gentiles that seek to do us harm, that have harmed our people for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. And people like Houston and California, California, I'm going to say this real quick, you better be very careful because Cal exit, just like Texas, California wants to become an independent state. And they are against Trump. Trump won't even come out here. And these people told Trump and the George Soros movement, his group, and Antifa, and Black Lives Matter, they said it's going to be a lot of more innocent white Republicans getting killed here in California if they don't let California secede and become its own country. They're serious about Cal exit. The thing that concerns me is that they're also calling themselves a sanctuary city. And Trump is trying to put a stop to that to keep the Latinos from being here. So if they're considering themselves a sanctuary city and Trump says he's going to stop the funding, you got two things happening here. If he pulls funding from California for anything, emergencies, because they refuse to stop being a sanctuary city, and they're making threats against Trump, talking about him being assassinated and impeached, and talking about a lot more shootings and killing like Vegas and California, you can best believe that you'll see the next geostorm or man-made earthquake happening here in California as an attack from the other wing of that government that's going to show them who has the power. So you're witnessing a civil war. These folks are fighting the elite for power, and there's a lot of disrespect for the presidency, but the president is also very disrespectful. It's amazing what's happening down there in Puerto Rico, and you're listening to Channel 754 CNN, and you're not understanding that these people were given the news of what would happen in Vegas before it happened, and some actually reported it before it happened and messed up and tried to pull back. The thing that I like are the firsthand reports that they try to pull off YouTube and off the news and everything, because people start telling all on the streets of what really happened, like the fact that there was more than one shooter in Vegas. So now police have to give in to it because the information got out. So they're saying he couldn't have acted alone. But dealing with California, I'll say this, you should brace yourself. You should brace yourself. And for those that know that I teach on the Sabbath about keeping the commandments and protection through the commandments, then you need to tune in on the Sabbath that the Most High allows us to see that day, so that we can show you why you don't have to be fearful and the type of protection that does come with keeping your focus on Him. There is an Exodus and there is a Red Sea that you can walk through on dry ground if the Most High sees fit by your obedience to Him. But let me get back on par. I'm going to play some of these videos that will help you to better understand, and then I'll just comment on it, do a little commentary on some of these videos. Let me play the first one to let you hear what this gentleman said about what he believes happened in Las Vegas.
Shelton Adelson, who owns the Mandalay Bay, is one who pulled out his stock, and they were aware of that. They're not people. explain something. People are not going to let things happen in Vegas without those that run Vegas knowing about it. It's just like in the old gangster movies. You didn't come down and make something happen in Vegas unless you talked to all the mob bosses that were running it at the time. It's still the same people. These people are getting paid off of this, pulling out stock, taking out insurance. It's a 9/11 attack, but this time it's just because it's a divided country, okay? These false flag shootings have been going on since the days of Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and they've all had a patsy. Blame it on one man, and you're still falling for the okey-doke. But let me let you finish hearing the way he's breaking it down.
In a co-conspiracy with others.
Right.
Now, I haven't seen any bodies. There are no photographs, and if you look at the most recent photograph of the actual crime scene, where one alleged body is being wrapped in a sheet and put in a truck, there are zero blood pools.
He's going to talk about blood pools, but let me say this real quick. Remember, people, Las Vegas is one of the most, how do you say this? Las Vegas has the most surveillance cameras in the world. People are being watched in places during times that they would never suspect or even know about. They have like 100 cameras on one car table at one time to make sure they're not being cheated, because they make billions of dollars a day, and people walk off and cheat and make millions of dollars a day. So there are cameras everywhere, and all we haven't seen one image of the man carrying these 20 rifles and guns and ammo, these tons of guns and ammo up to his apartment or his room. We haven't seen any of it. And mind you, that they've been using him to try and book rooms, his name, for a hip-hop event that had Chance the Rapper that was 2 weeks prior. So this has been going on. I'm just finding out today that he also booked a hotel up in Chicago. But I'm not going to go get ahead of myself. Let's talk. Let him talk more about these blood pools so you better understand false flags.
I've seen disasters where people have died and bled. And you see coagulated blood pools everywhere.
Right. Right.
In fact, even a bloody nose, if it's left unattended for about 15 or 20 minutes, creates a blood pool a quarter inch deep. None of that is present. So from where I sit, A, this is absolutely a false flag. B, the guy that was killed was a patsy. C, the entire official narrative makes absolutely zero sense. It's almost as if our patriotic law enforcement officers are deliberately not telling these people how bad their theatrical management is as a patriotic way of helping all of us see that this is a false flag. I think that the Zionists and the deep state have overextended themselves. They've overplayed their hands in two big ways in the last 2 months. This is one of them. The other one is the legislation before Congress, which makes it a felony to criticize Israel and call for the boycotting of Israeli products and so forth. Every single senator and member of the House of Representatives who has co-sponsored that bill should be thrown out of office by anyone who cares about the U.S. Constitution and restoring the Republic and America first. Las Vegas is about Israel first. Las Vegas is about the deep state wanting to take away our guns. Las Vegas is about the deep state being deeply worried about what happened in Barcelona. And I have put together a post.
Las Vegas is about Israel first. Las Vegas is about the deep state. The deep state is the shadow government. And these are the people that Trump is trying to fight against when he says let's clean the cesspool. He just made it clear. Las Vegas is about the deep state. You people need to understand what you're doing when you go to Vegas to spend money and have vacations and throw a few quarters in the slot machines, who and what you're actually supporting. Actually, you all just contributed to the casualties that just happened in Vegas. I'm going to give a shout out to little Dickie Shepherd because he had a debate out there. And while he was going to the debate, he videotaped himself saying that this town is a mirage, it's a trip. He was out. He said, I'm out here in the daytime. He said, but there are people at home that's going to sleep because when night comes, this city lights up and turns into a whole nother monster. And people do things that they ain't got no business doing and stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, this place is ripe for judgment. I'll give you a shout out for saying that, brother, because the judgment came. Let's listen to a little bit more of what he's saying, because a lot of you don't know that the Khazars took Vegas from the Italians. It's the Zionists. That man's girlfriend that was so-called in the Philippines, which is a lie, was an FBI informant. Her job was to watch the Russians when they come in the casinos. Why? Because the deep state and the Zionists, Israel, that don't like Russia and Russia don't like them, they don't want the Russians in their casinos, and they keep an eye on them because they know they're some of the biggest gangsters around. So that was her job. She was an informant, and the so-called shooter, he was an informant. We're going to get into that later, that he played a part in trying to run guns for the FBI to ISIS and MS-13. It's all a lie. You're being lied to and being deceived. You can't see past the smoke and mirrors because you just want to go there, go to concerts, have a good time, mess with prostitutes, transgenders, get high and talk about what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Cheat on your husband and wife. This is ridiculous. When they say it's Sin City, it's literally Sin City. As being Hebrews, I don't believe we have any place being there, but some of y'all live there, and light is for darkness. I understand that. But to go kick it, I don't think that needs to happen. Brothers and sisters, we're in a time now where we're not going to be able to go to sporting events and big concerts and all that kind of stuff. You're going to have to change some things because this is getting ready to be on the rise. Let me let you hear some more of what he's saying.
A memorable tiny URL is Las Vegas False Flag. tinyurl.com/Las Vegas False Flag with the first letter in each of the four words capitalized. Las Vegas False Flag. And I have put there the epic references on false flags. I put together some of the best videos on false flags, and I'll add this one with you. But Jordan Sather remains one of the stars, one of the rising stars in holistic analytics on YouTube.
Yeah.
I deeply admire this guy. So that's one of the first videos. I've also got from one of my deep web guys a conversation that took place in the deep web on the 10th of September, announcing that Las Vegas was going to have a mass casualty event in October. Okay, so all of that is at tinyurl.com/Las Vegas false flag.
Okay.
My bottom line is this is something that if the director of the FBI allows it to stand and does not correct the record with the public, this is one of the final straws for American citizens who are now beginning to wake up and understand that our government is not in friendly hands.
So what do you think the end game is here? Is it gun grabbing and gun control?
I think gun grabbing is certainly part of it. Taking attention off everything else is part of it. It's a budget building exercise. And one of the things that Colleen Rowley and Eve.
Let me comment on the fact that this false flag is taking attention off of everything else. There is a move to grab your guns because now there are going to be more cameras, more metal detectors, less guns. Because they're keeping you from getting automatic weapons, but they still have them. And they're going to start taking and picking people off in masses and have you fearful. Okay, so not just gun control, martial law, and keeping the people in fear to the point where they beg for protection from the government and depend upon the government. Also, one of the biggest distractions is I don't even know if everybody understands, and I'm going to get back to this Vegas thing, but the Cuban Central Bank was taken over by the Rothschilds. Cuba, North Korea, and Iran were the last three major countries that whose central banks had not been taken over by the Rothschilds and the Federal Reserve, which is the establishment of the New World Order in those countries. When they took over Cuba, they synthesized communism and capitalism. That's when they opened up the borders. Trump can't do nothing to change that. He's acting like he's going to do it, but he's not, because he is cooperating. This is a narrative. Obama did what he did. They brought Trump in to do what he's doing to split America, cause distraction, and entertain the people pretty much because he's a reality TV star. So to sit up and get on TV and call Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and stuff, it's a joke.
but it's a distraction. It's keeping you laughing, keeping you tuned to the TV while they work to destroy the last superpower, America, and you constitutionalists, and you, what do they call the people, patriots, and to poison you, and to keep poisoning you even more with the chemtrails, and the false fake storms, the next rad and geostorms. They got a movie out, they're putting it in your face, they're coming out with a movie called Geostorm. They're going to show you what they've been doing to you. It's hilarious. It's just like before they started killing people in Vegas, there was a lady at the concert. It's one of their tenets to tell you. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. A lady came to the concert and shouted, "You're all going to die tonight. Nobody can find her." Then she left and all the shooting started. They're definitely, you don't even know that they said that American planes flew over North Korea just to let Kim Jong-un know he better stop. No, they didn't fly over Korea just to fly by like a Blue Angel show. They actually dropped a small nuclear bomb in the mountains outside of Korea, on the outskirts of Korea, that caused a major earthquake in Korea, and that scared the crap out of Kim Jong-un, so he stopped shooting off those missiles for a minute, because he's like, they're not playing. So they're going to attack. They're going to bring you all into compliance because we're leading to the New World Order and the United Nations taking over. And it's definitely going to get worse before it gets better. What you saw in Vegas is getting ready to be on the rise. The storms and what you think are natural disasters are going to be on the rise. And you will be set up for nuclear devastation. And more people will get cancer and start dropping dead. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there's only divine protection. Let's listen to some more.
Deputy Director of the FBI has said on public testimony, it's a budget-building exercise. This is also a major financial scam, because basically Sheldon Adelson and Michael Chertoff have a couple of companies that sell metal detectors, gun towers to triangulate the gun thing, and they sell security services, for instance, the Super Bowl, okay? So this event, whether or not it has real dead people, is about putting more money into Homeland Security and the people who provide services to Homeland Security. It's about extending the indignities and the insanity of the Transportation Security Agency to every bus station, every train station, every hotel lobby, every casino entrance. We have become like Nazi Germany.
Yes.
And this is, in my view, something that every American citizen should now be standing up and noticing. Now, as far as whether people died or not, I have seen no evidence, but I will point out to people that Dick Cheney personally managed 9/11 and murdered 3,000 people.
Listen to this, because we're doing 9/11 again with Vegas. Dick Cheney managed that. Little Bush was a front. Dick Cheney and his weapons machine. These people in Vegas that he just mentioned, they own all of these things that were utilized in Vegas to kill these people. And they're going to be utilized going forward to kill other people. They're the so-called security at the football games. You have to understand what's going on here, people. Don't be duped. I'm going to let him get into 9/11 with Dick Cheney, how he managed and orchestrated the whole thing so that he could introduce these laws and acts to take away our freedom, the Patriot Act. There's more things getting ready to be introduced. You will have no freedom. You are authorizing facial recognition, cameras, police state. You think you have freedom. You're getting ready to have less. You're locked in. The wall being built to keep Mexicans out is really being built to keep you locked in. They're going to cordon you off, kill you at will if you don't comply. You're not complicit. All of us posting these shows and on YouTube, they know who we are. They don't deal with us first. They'll take our stuff off the line because they don't believe anybody's believing us because you're so brainwashed. And for some of you, this is just not for you. So if those people were faking and it wasn't real blood, as he said, because he's been on real blood scenes, blood coagulates, it spreads. No. And he's pointing things out. But he's saying that also they're willing to kill people because Dick Cheney was willing to kill 3,000 in the Twin Towers. Let's listen.
so that he could take America to war overseas,
right,
and put the Patriot Act, which was already written before 9/11, put the Patriot Act into play and start this totalitarianism of the United States of America. So our country is under attack, but it's under attack by Americans,
yeah,
who are the deep state, the 1%. And the two-party tyranny is part of the deep state. They're the enablers of the deep state. So one of the things that we're going to change...
So the Republican and Democrats are part of the deep state. And you're talking about, I'm Republican, I'm Democrat. They're all in this together. That's what he just said. America's at war with America. The 1% are coming against. It's getting ready to happen. The Antifas and the Black Lives Matter, which is all controlled by George Soros. These people are at war. You've seen it in the movies. You've seen it with these movies about these Secret Servicemen that go around killing other Secret Servicemen. Pay attention, people.
I'm going to change on the RV. Is we're going to go, instead of beyond Trump and Sanders, because our RV was sabotaged, probably by a trucker who broke off the windshield.
He's given us enough information. I want you to hear something else. Let's go into this next video about what I'm saying about Antifa. Let's see what we can glean from this.
The Common Sense Show, who have questionable ties, Antifa supporters, what are the implications going forward? And this is something that I think is critically important that we consider, especially when we look at some of the players close to the scene who have questionable ties. Antifa supporters selling stock weeks before the event happened, and I'm speaking specifically of the CEO of Mandalay Bay, and I'll be reporting more on this in more detail early next week as I continue to gather information on this person's MO. But when we look at the events with multiple shooters being reported, we know this is not the lone nut assassin that the narrative was given to us. Even the authorities are coming out now and having to admit that more than one person was involved. That's very clear. The narrative is a total lie, total BS. So now we need to get down to what this means. I want to jump to California for a minute and talk about my good friend Paul Preston. And Paul Preston of Agenda21Radio.com had embedded sources at the Cal Exit meetings in which George Soros was a primary player. And in these private meetings, also attended by, at that time, three senior members of the Obama administration. And what was said was, if they won't let us withdraw from the union, we'll just kill white people in large groups until they do. Now, I'm not saying this is a Cal Exit.
Okay, so he's letting you know that a few years ago when they had the Cal exit meeting, people were saying that there will be mass murders of other white people, Republicans that support Trump, until they let California pull from the union. If they continue that, you're going to see NASA cause a seismic shift in the tectonic plates, and there will be earthquakes in California. That's the type of war that these people are entering in. And we're just going to be casualties of this war. People, this is a time like never before to pray. Keep your spirituality and your health up. I'll let you hear a little bit more, but I already alluded to this earlier, but I'll let you hear it from somebody else's mouth.
In fact, quite the contrary, I don't think it is. But what we're talking about is a mentality that exists that we are going to kill multiple white people supporting Trump. Do you recall the teacher tweet that was out there that has since been...
Judgment Day is coming.
...deleted and the count was canceled by...
Well, nobody's saying nothing when everybody was getting... These black folks were getting shot in the back. Ain't nobody saying nothing when every weekend in Chicago, 50 to 70 young black African-Americans, as you call them, but young black women, boys and girls are being killed and organs being sold off, being shot down. Nobody's saying nothing, but now...
Tweeter's own request, but in the tweet, what it said was, you know, we hope that only Trump, white Trump-tards were killed and that nobody else was. It speaks to the mentality. So we have Antifa ties, which brings in terrorism. It was reported to me on Sunday, October 1st, that Antifa was partnering with ISIS and also with MS-13, and who's claiming connections with ISIS now? Well, the alleged shooter, but ISIS is also taking credit for this. Talk about a prophetic piece of information I received from the inside at 3 p.m. Pacific, October 1st, which was more than 7 hours before the shooting. So when we take a look at these events, we have to ask where...
ISIS is not going to take credit for it if they weren't involved. And so I'm going to run to you again from the analyzing of the agenda and from credible sources firsthand that he was definitely a patsy. This Paddock guy was a high roller in Vegas that would put $10,000 a hand in poker. He got the rush and the thrill of money and being involved in things like this. There was a sting operation by the FBI to sell guns to ISIS, and it went bad. But the terrorist attack was carried out anyway. It's already been purported that there were multiple shooters on the third and fourth floor, and even on the ground. People were being shot from eye level in the neck and in the head, and brains being blown out. I believe there's probably been more people killed than what they're telling you. They give the numbers they want to give over the false news, false flag news. I believe there may have been some crisis actors and some fake blood, too, and that's the stuff that you see on the false news. I'm not really here to talk about whether people got killed, didn't get killed, they were crisis actors. What I'm saying is what's coming on this country to push the narrative and to get us into these concentration camps, to kill off people, population control, and to establish the new world order, and to deal with you constitutionalists and you patriots. But at the end of the day, the Most High uses nations against nations to destroy each other. We are in the midst of a Feast of Tabernacles, and I remember in 2 Chronicles 20 and 22, not to be Vita Preacher right now, but when Israel went in against their enemies, three different armies, they sent in Judah. Judah went first and just blew the trumpets, and the enemies began to fight each other and killed each other off, and we didn't even have to fight. But that's for another day. Let's listen.
It's going, and I think the mentality was exposed by Paul Preston and his embedded sources. And like I said, nothing to do with CalExit per se, but has to do with the mentality of George Soros-led forces and exactly what that does mean for going forward. And what that means is they have established what they're going to do, that mass murder and mayhem is the objective. And 3 days before this event, Antifa came out in a very well-publicized and much-repeated set of facts that they put forward, basically claiming that they were going to engage in events which would culminate in a civil war. Well, when we have tweets following the event, white Trump-tards being killed is a good thing, then I think that they're on their way towards achieving their objective. I think this is the first of what could be many. And I am the last person to want to turn America into a police state for defense, but we certainly are going to have to become active. The problem is the deep state's in control of this government at the time, and these people are doing the deep state bidding. So how do you combat this? I mean, if we truly had a government that was in charge of itself, and if Donald Trump truly was in charge as a president should be, we would have...
Good point. We know Trump is not in charge. People need to understand that he is not in charge of anything. He could make a presidential move and subpoena everybody and get some answers that's going on in Vegas, but he's not running nothing. He will be assassinated. There's a possibility. They're calling for assassinations and more terror attacks all over this country now. Don't be surprised, family, if we don't start seeing what happened in the 60s, where it was John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and then Robert Kennedy. All in the 60s like that. Boom, 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 boom. Don't be surprised. And everybody's already on edge. And everybody's already packing. And they know that.
Crawling all over Antifa right now. Antifa's getting absolutely no blowback from this except for people like me. And so we can expect that this is going to continue. One, I have to tell people, and as much as it pains me to say it because I'm nonviolent and I don't advocate for violence, but people are going to have to consider conceal and carry. Now, the other thing that people are going to have to consider is staying away from large events, because you can't conceal carry into a large event. because we have the TSA-type security now at every event that there is. Some people talked about putting snipers on the roofs.
Did he just say we might have to start staying strapped? That's what I think I heard him say.
You have to decide what your tolerance level is, you know, and basically how much of a fascist police state that you want America to become. Do we need to self-protect? I think absolutely that is true. But I think, first of all, what we need to do is back away from attending public organizations, events. And I'm sorry to say, but that would include concerts and baseball and football games. And what I'm going to report on later with the NFL will make it easy to do because they are a George Soros organization. But when we take a look at this whole scenario and wrap it up all into a nice, neat little bow with real clear-cut conclusions, we are looking at a wave, a Tet Offensive wave of mass killings that are going to permeate in America, I believe, leading up to the midterm election of 2018. And those who aren't on the side of gun confiscation, that'll start out being worded as gun control, but we know what they really want. They will be cast out as people who perpetrate violence against the American people, and the Democrats, who are the party of being a defenseless American, they will basically look like the good guys, and the Republicans who might defend gun rights will look like the bad guys. Look for John McCain to come out and say we need more gun control. Certainly didn't stop Hillary Clinton from politicizing this tragedy in Vegas by saying exactly the same thing. So this is where I believe this is going. And I'm just saying, you know, as far as the Hodges family goes, you know, we are going to make some alterations in our behaviors. And you're saying, well, gee, the terrorists have already won. Well, do you think that maybe some of the people at that latest concert in Vegas wish they hadn't attended? Do you think the family?
Real talk. It's time to make some modifications. Stop living the life of luxury. Your world has changed, people. Ignorance is bliss. You can't be ignorant no more. Be ignorant, be dead. Okay, the jig is up. And you're watching Bible prophecy be fulfilled. You're watching things happen of biblical proportions, not Quranic proportions, not Hinduistic, Chinese, none of those proportions. It's happening, brothers and sisters. There's no more time to play. But I'm going to save a lot of that for the Shabbat where I can be the preacher and let y'all know. But right now, we're just looking at the current events and understanding that, of course, These conservatives are getting scared. These liberals, John Browns, are ready to fight. White folks fighting against white folks. Latinos are mad because you're deporting them. MS-13 is pissed off because they take care of the cartel, which is mostly Latino. So they figure you're messing with their people. ISIS has been mad because you're messing with Islam and Muhammad. So they partnering up. And everybody hates America because of what they've done to the Muslim Brotherhood overseas. And the things that they've done to us as a people, and all the bombs that have been dropped, and that the news doesn't tell you about the tragedies and devastation that we've caused many countries. And the chickens are coming home to roost. And nation will rise against nation. Let's listen to some more of these videos. I want you to hear this firsthand account of one of the girls, young ladies, when the shooting started, what she saw. And they quickly tried to shut her up and say, back to you, Henry, back to the news channel station, because they didn't want her telling all this truth that she was telling, because she was saying way too much. Let's listen in.
They kept coming. It wasn't that, okay, let's all leave and now it's okay. No, we all started running and they came in. That's why there's no physically humanly possible way that guy, that was the only shooter. If you were where we were and how we were headed,
she said there was no way possible that that man in that hotel, this is a firsthand account. They took this off the news quick, off CNN, snatched it down. She tries to shut her up in a few minutes. That girl said there was no way in the world that there was somebody shooting from the 32nd floor. She said when we started running, somebody chased us back on ground level and they corralled us like sheep and began to shoot at us in the parking lot at eye level.
They came in.
Department is saying that they do believe that it is just one person at this point, but they believe that it came from the 32nd floor across. Could you tell it was coming from Mandalay Bay?
Definitely the way there was a lot of headshots. So the way a lot of people got headshots and
Yeah, you see how she took over the story and tried to say, well, the police said it's only one shooter. She didn't want her saying that, so she tried to shut her up real quick. Let's listen to her again.
Everyone stayed down, and soon as everyone started to get up and run, they just kept shooting. And it was like literally like 5 minutes of just shooting, and people just kept dropping. And it was definitely someone on the ground. Definitely, most definitely. The way they heard it, the crowd and all of us, and then they kept coming. They even came into the...
She said there was definitely somebody on the ground because they herded the crowd into one area and just kept shooting them, mowing them down.
And shot people out there too. So if they just kept coming, and I hope they get them.
So there was blood, there were dead bodies everywhere. They're only going to let you see what you're going to see, people. Let's listen. Let's see. Let's see, before we go on to Puerto Rico, I'll let you hear a little bit of this video that lets you clearly hear that there was different gunfire in different areas. This has been snatched down off of YouTube as well. I caught some of these videos. Let me play that again because I was talking. This is quick. You got to listen in. I watched about 4 or 5 videos on YouTube that broke some information of firsthand accounts of people using their phones, uploaded it to YouTube. YouTube snatched all of them down within 3 hours. They probably hired 3,000, 5,000, got people working overtime looking for videos like this and pulling them down. You got to catch them quick and download them. Listen to this because you'll hear rapid gunfire that's right in front of the phone, and then listen in the background, you hear more gunfire. They had to come out and say he had help. But I'm believing at this point it wasn't even him. These were hired assassins and knew how to handle these guns, semi-automatic weapons. He was definitely a patsy because he was an informant. He volunteered. He may be dead. He may not be dead. But don't believe that hype about his girlfriend. She knew about it. She's involved. Listen in. People are taking pot shots at these people while they're running. Listen to the gunfire in the background.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like automatic gunfire.
That's the gunfire in the background.
Yeah, it sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Okay, I'm not going to waste a lot of time playing this video because it's about 18 minutes long and it's somebody with an actual video recording where you hear the cops reporting, the taxi cabs reporting what they're seeing, and then actually a bunch of people jump in the cab telling the cab driver about all the bodies they've seen, telling them, drive, get away, let's run. So a horrific thing to happen, but it's getting ready to happen a lot more. People, the stuff you saw in the movies that you thought was in the movies is coming to a block near you. It's coming to your community. It could happen. People, when this man said, I have to change the way I think in my family, how we live, you need to understand that it's coming down now time to where you have to change how you live. We've talked about the food, the GMOs, the chemtrails. You keep shaking it off. Now we're talking about your life because you might be at a game, NFL game, a basketball game. You need to have an escape attack, escape route. This man is even saying you need to be strapped. You don't know what's going to happen.
But at these events, they got metal detectors. They'll make sure you don't have any guns, and then they'll bring in the guns, and they'll take a bunch of you out, just like they did at the Aurora, Colorado movie theater, where they wanted to blame it on one man, a patsy, who looked fried out of his brains. But everybody clearly stated that there was chains and padlocks on the emergency doors, and nobody could get out, and somebody threw smoke canisters in there, and they just start blasting the people. If you feel like I'm making you afraid, be afraid. You need to change the way that you think. And only a few of you are going to survive this and get out. So, you know, live your life. And if you're not living a life that's focused on the Most High with some spirituality and some discernment, I'm sad to say that many of you ain't going to make it. Many of you, this is judgment coming upon you because you didn't give a damn about what was happening to the indigenous population and to my black brothers and sisters anyway. And there's so much blood in the ground and in the streets from what's happened to them. And police officers get off and all that, there's a recompense for that, and it's coming. Like I said, we're mourning the 53 in Vegas, but this is going down in Chicago every weekend, and somebody keeps dropping off the ammunition and the guns and the drugs. Nobody wants to put a stop to it. Babylon is fallen. I'm not praying for this country. That song is based upon slavery. I can't pray for this country when prophetically it's been, you know, said that this country will no longer be a superpower. It will be brought to its knees. You're going to see the globalization of this earth, the United Nations, one world power, and then you will definitely see a one world leader. It's fulfillment. The way you know it as it used to be, that's about to be over. So you can clamor, get all you can get your survival kits and all that, but even that might not help you. Be careful with your new iPhones and your iPhone 10 with the facial recognition and everything. You know, it's already bad enough that they can listen in. They got you covered. There's no escaping. I'm not the man that believes that you can flee to another country. This is a world event. And it's coming to our shores. It's here. Do you really believe all that stuff that happened in Houston, Florida, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands by coincidence? No, the Most High allowed them to use their geostorms, HARP, and NEXRAD to decimate these areas because they don't care about these people. Michael Jackson told y'all they don't even care about us. Listen to this Puerto Rico radio station where this guy's telling off on the fact that they don't really want the supplies coming in. They're holding the ships off. Listen in. I know you can't understand this. Let me tell you what they're saying. People are helping us, but they are not accepting it. They are not any more help because supposedly they have to wait for the license, that there are no buses. They claim that the Democratic mayor is sabotaging all the relief efforts to make Trump look bad and secure her votes to be put back in. And everything that the people are sending, especially through Red Cross, they're holding back the buses, the ships, they won't let it in. And the rich down there are taking care of themselves. And people are literally dying in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has been devastated, brought to its knees. People are not telling you what's happening in Houston. The homeless have come up missing. Quite sure that you won't see them again. Hundreds of thousands people are hurt, missing, and a lot of people are just now getting sick from the Houston storms, from the pestilence that's been in the air. Also in Florida, even in California with the all of the fires, when they were putting it out with those chemicals that were released were going up in the air. Synergistic effect, you mix that with the chemtrails that are coming down upon us. The chemtrails, they actually, as it dissipates, it begins to come down into the atmosphere. We begin to breathe it in. Our cells are being destroyed. And through the radiation that's in the air and the food and GMOs, There is an all-out effort to have population reduction and bring us up under control of the New World Order agenda. Heart goes out to you, brothers and sisters, and, you know, I can't say if some of these deaths are fake, real, but they are willing to kill you, and they do want you dead. And who are they? America's fighting against America, while America's also trying to wage war with North Korea and eventually go into Iran, Russia, and China. And Iran all want to see these fake Khazars, they call themselves Israel, wiped off the face of the earth while they're busy working on building the temple that will be decimated by him who calls himself the Antichrist, that will sit in there and make himself Christ and will be worshipped by those that are left. There will be bombs. There will be nuclear devastation. The world as you know it, its transition has changed. If you're looking for a rapture, stop looking for it. It's not going to happen. If you're looking for a second coming, trust me, it will happen, which is what some of these elite know, because they know they're running out of time, and they're hoping that they can get rid of any and every reason that the Most High would have to return and come back for a people. Why not kill all the people first? That's the ultimate goal. Judgment has come. What will you do about it? So, brothers and sisters, listen. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey and not a destination. You got to stop believing the news, do your research, pray, be wise, don't believe all these lies, and make some conscious decisions and some choices about your family, about your life, and who's around you now. Judgment Day is not coming. It's upon us. Stay strong, brothers and sisters. Do your best to try to holler at me on the Shabbat. Blueprint for Life.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we wear our hair long.